Ever notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real-life questions. Pet Talk with Meg,
weekdays 9 to 11.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative,
local,
dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Something told me it was over. Yeah. When I saw you and her talking. Listen, something deep down in my soul.
I still think it takes a lot of courage to sing Etta James under any circumstances. And, you know, when I went to the concert last night, I frankly didn't know what to expect of it. You know, we didn't know what her set list was going to be or anything. And, you know, it could have been just gospel music, could have been, you know, her own music, could have been all kinds of things, new songs, whatever. And it turns out it was essentially the American Idol playlist, songs that she has been performing throughout the season so far, which was great and very understandable because it means she doesn't have to memorize and practice a whole bunch of new songs. It's just, you know, performing songs that she has already worked through with the band before her, so they don't have to do a big, you know, pre-time practice. They can just kind of go and go, and which is exactly what they did. But it was great. It was, I'm guessing, you know, they sold out the Hunter Amphitheater tickets, which were like 5,000, and then they sold out the Wahoo Stadium tickets, which were like 6,000. I would put the crowd somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000, something like. I mean, it was packed. You know, there was not a lot of parking downtown, but the crowd was great. All dressed in black and yellow for the Key Hive was kind of the idea. I might have been one of, say, five people in the crowd that was wearing red or something other than black and yellow, because that's, you know, news radio colors. But it was a great time. You know, all kinds of folks were there. I mean, Manny Diaz was there. Jimmy Patronus was there. Michelle Salzman was there. Had at least three Scambia County commissioners. Lumen, of course, was there. And Steve Stroberger was there. And Ashley Hoffberger was there. A couple of members of city council. The mayor, of course, was there. It was a great time. The producers were, you know, wowed by Pensacola's show up for their own. And, you know, they were like, man, we've never seen anything quite like this.
I want to thank Pensacola City, all of you guys, for showing up the way that you show up. But we're not done yet. Are we done yet?
No.
Are we done yet?
No.
That's right. We still got one thing to do, and that's bring home the W for Kiva.
Yeah, and then they said it was her brother, but I wasn't sure. It's a guy named Kelante Gavin, who sang basically gospel and praise songs, and it was a worship service. It was really cool. He was doing like the worship service, and then she was on for like the second worship service. And I know, like, my phone version of this did not turn out as well as I had hoped for. It was super loud and clear right where I was standing, but for whatever reason, the phone didn't pick it up as well as I'd hoped for, but he was fantastic. And then there was a time in between where basically we were kind of waiting for her to come, and her boy, you know, Drew, what was he, 10, I think, 10 or 12, something like that, and he was the crowd work. He was the hype man, which is great.
My mom means the world to you, Danielle, and I'm really grateful what she's done in the past and what she's doing now.
My mom means world to me.
Do y'all agree with me?
Yeah!
I mean, she's been great throughout my whole life.
She's been great throughout my whole life.
And I know y'all are sorry, but I just had to put this out.
I've never seen crowd work like this.
Please welcome Keila Richardson!
Man, I want my kids to do hype work like this for me. It's not going to happen the same way. So she gets up and sings and does fantastic. But for me, what I thought was the best part of this, the crowd was great. And the number of people was great. And the enthusiasm and the electricity downtown was great. I mean, it was all fantastic. And the event was well done. Security was fantastic. Just all around a top-notch production. But for me, what I was the most, I don't know, encouraged by, enthused by, surprised, I guess, in a way by, is how emphatically Christian, how emphatically pro-Jesus she and her family. I mean, it's not really a surprise, but, you know, it's kind of a nice thing. You don't get this all the time. When you go to a concert, you don't always get, you know, evangelism and Bible references and the gospel and praising Jesus.
Man, and so when I sang that song, it brings back so many memories of where I used to be and where God has brought me from. And so all around this park, if you can just lift your hands in adoration unto God, if you love him, somebody ought to just begin to lift up the name of Jesus right where you are. Come on, come on, lift him up right where you are. It's okay, it's okay, come on. Because I'm a believer, and I grew up in the church.
There was a lot of uncomfortable Baptists there last night.
God can do anything but fail. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God can do anything but fail. Come on, just open up your mouth all over this park. Come on.
It was great. And like I said, a lot of uncomfortable Methodists and Lutherans. Like, is it okay? Am I allowed to put my hands up? Because I mean, are we allowed to do that? Yeah, do it. Let it go. So, like I said, it was great. It was basically Church on the Bay, and it was just fabulous last night. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Do remember that on Monday, you've got to vote during the show for it to count, because, you know, the winner gets announced right at the end of the show, and she'll be performing. I have to imagine that I know we're going to look great. I know Pensacola is going to look great. I don't have any idea what to expect out of Murfreesboro, but I do not think, even, you know, though it's a pretty big city outside of Nashville, that it's going to show like we do. And I certainly don't think that the little 2,000-person town outside of what's kind of east of Branson, Springfield in Missouri, for the girls, is going to show that well. But, you know, we did our part. Absolutely did our part. John Pickens is out today. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it looks like we have a tornado watch until 8 a.m., so be weather aware. Otherwise, taking a look at the big board right now, the front gate of Indians Pensacola is backed up to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you are considering selling a house, buying a house, doing both, buying for the first time, downsizing, getting a condo, moving to the beach, moving to the country, what, I mean, I don't know. Everybody does housing things for different reasons. You know, maybe you're adding family. Maybe, you know, your family's out and so you need something smaller. I don't know. Talk to Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. And listen, I know. Everybody's got, like, the brother-in-law or the, you know, family friend or church member or whatever who does real estate. And that's fine. You know, maybe that's the right person for you. I can't speak to every circumstance. But here's what I recommend. You're going to have that person on your list, and then also talk to Christina Leavenworth. Just make sure you also talk to her and ask her what she thinks the market is like, or the home is worth, or if now is the right time for you, or whatever, and ask your questions, and then take her input and, you know, do what you want to do. Okay. But since she and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold 209 homes last year, just check with them and see what they might know that, you know, your buddy who, you know, no offense to your buddy, might be fantastic. But, you know, ultimately a professional services is something that you're hiring for the ability to save you thousands or make you thousands of dollars. Right. And so, who you hire for the job matters. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates Andrew McKay on being the only broadcaster to make Florida's 50 over 50 list for 2026. For more than a decade, Andrew has kept Escambia and Santa Rosa counties informed, covering local meetings, interviewing officials, and breaking down big stories that matter. He takes pride in keeping the community informed and making sense of the headlines that shape our daily lives. It's a well-earned honor for a voice our community trusts every morning. Congratulations, Andrew, from News Radio 92.3.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You can't lie to a nun.
Got guys like Nick Saban and Urban Meyer and Condi Rice and some of these people. Randy knows a lot of people. So they got a great group together. We did an event at the White House and basically called for Congress to address, probably need an antitrust exemption to do it, but address eligibility. If you take a snap when you're 18, you ain't playing until you're 27. Transfer, you may get one transfer, but to be perpetually a free agent doesn't work, so fix the transfer portal.
Governor DeSantis speaking at an event in L.A., talking about the future of NCAA sports and sports reform, and has had some kind of interesting ideas. Basically, of course, you know, got a lot of athletes in Florida and a lot of, you know, high-powered, you know, people live here and are at least available for the team to consult.
And then NIL should be, if someone wants to pay you to endorse their product or use your name, image, likeness, that's your business. But having a university collective where the athletes will go, hey, coach, I just threw for 300 yards. I need another $500,000. Oh, no? Okay, well, I'm going to transfer and go somewhere else. That doesn't work. And what's happened, exactly what you said, donors now have to put in a lot more money. And so it used to be football would carry everything. Well, now football has become so much more expensive. Schools are cutting sports. You just saw Arkansas cut tennis. You're going to see more pressure on Olympic sports, other non-revenue sports.
Yeah, there's always been this relationship where a lot of money comes in through football and basketball, and then it kind of goes to support other sports as well. That's kind of been one of the arguments for a long time about the system as it had been. But now with the availability of NIL for incentivizing, I don't know that, and, you know, as he was saying, I suspect that's true, that you're having a lot of your other sports sort of lose their funding revenue because it's having to be kept within the football domain or the basketball domain.
Your partner in crime, Randy Levine, tells me he thinks he has Democrats on this.
100%. I mean, think about it. You've got two Democrat senators in Georgia. You think Georgia voters want to see this fixed?
Yeah.
Yes. You've got two Democrat senators in Michigan. You think Michigan voters? Yeah. So there's states that have big college sports programs that are going to want to see it done. So 6 months ago, I wasn't optimistic. Now I'm cautiously optimistic. There's some more work that needs to be done, but I do think it's moving in the right direction.
Well, we'll see. I mean, interesting set of comments. Again, that was, when was this? This was Monday out in L.A. at the Milken Conference. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Prisoners of war. Nope.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hello. Sorry
about
that.
How are you?
I am good. And how are you today, Andrew?
I'm fantastic. Had a blast last night. The concert was so good.
And the rain all held off.
It was
very nice.
It was perfect.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, no worries. It was going to be a rain or shine event, and I was glad that it was a shine.
Absolutely. Well, President Trump says there could be progress towards ending the war in Iran. In his latest comments following reports of a deal on the table, the president told reporters from the White House on Wednesday there have been very good talks in the past 24 hours. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman confirmed that his government is reviewing the U.S. plan. Apparently, Yosemite National Park is seeing some pretty big crowds lately, the biggest crowds they've seen in over a decade. That's according to data from the National Park System. Critics are blaming the Trump administration for that. Apparently, it's a bad thing for getting rid of the reservation system that they used to have in place, which controlled the number of people in that park. And Mortal Kombat 2 is hoping to make an impact at the box office over the weekend. The sequel, based on the popular video game series, is projected currently to make somewhere between $40 and $45 million in its first weekend.
Finish him. All right. That's my
that was a good one.
That's the best
good,
I got. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, David. Yeah, speaking of the war in Iran, you don't hear me covering like presidential comments as much, and the simple reason is because is it accurate? Is it inaccurate? Is it fluff? Is it negotiating? Is it wartime? I don't know. So when I have, actual developments to report, then I'll report them to you. But I appreciate, David keeping up on it. Like, obviously, Fox News top and bottom of the hour, they talk more about this stuff. Meanwhile, Jon Stewart on Monday had what I think is essentially accurate commentary about the Friday deadline passing for the 60-day War Powers Declaration.
Because as you know, Friday marked the expiration of the 60-day free trial period presidents get to do wars. After 60 days, the president must ask Congress, who then decides, are we subscribing?
Free trial period for wars.
Or are we just going to use Israel's password?
All right. And then, of course.
So as you can imagine, it's going to be big news when Trump asks for official permission.
Trump signaling he will not seek official permission from Congress to extend the war with Iran.
What? He's not going to seek official permission. I was kind of under the impression that that's not his choice. That it would be, illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it is. There's a 30-day extension kind of concept built in, but yeah, he's supposed to ask. And again, the Trump administration's doctrine on this is, what war? We're in a ceasefire. Which is stupid. I mean, that's, we can restart it again and we just reset the clock to 60 days. We can just do, sequential pauses, and that's our workaround for the 60-day rule. No, it's not. That's illegal. It's illegal. He needs to go ask, and he should go ask because Congress has the power to declare war, not the president. The president is supposed to be able to use military power in emergencies for 60 days. And after that, it's up to Congress. And if Congress won't declare war, then we're supposed to stop. That's our system. If you don't like that system, elect people to do it differently. Change the rules. That's the War Powers Act based on the congressional powers in the Constitution. So, yeah, it's what we're doing right now is illegal. Does anybody care? Anybody? that's what people are asking. Does anybody care? 627 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Just a reminder that we're under a tornado watch until 8 a.m. this morning, so just be weather aware. Otherwise, taking a look at the big board, the front gate of Annie's Pensacola backed up to just about Interbay. The back gate on Blue Angel Parkway is backed up to Gulf Beach Highway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to the DeSantis comments in L.A. This is the stuff that kind of got a little bit more attention nationally because they were asking him about his future, which I think a lot of people are asking.
We're going to get the hook in a minute or a few minutes, but I want to ask you, I think it'd be malpractice if I didn't. Your term ends in January. What's next for you?
I've never been asked that question before.
Sometimes it's the obvious questions that are the best, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm somebody that I run through the tape.
So, I'm going to finish strong all the way through January.
So I mentioned the property tax battle. That's going to happen in the next 6 months, right? I've got all these other things. And so we'll be very active all the way through January of 2027. And then we'll look to see kind of what we want to do. I've got a lot of people offering a lot of different things saying you should do this, you should do that. And I appreciate it. But I also think that to take my eye off the ball of doing the job I've had for 7 years and the job I've been proud to have and have actually made a difference.
So, going to finish strong, keep up what he's doing right now. He's got a lot of things to accomplish, including property taxes. Maybe. I would say at this point, maybe.
So, are you going to run for president?
Who knows? Like, you never know. I'm 40. I'm in my mid-40s. 28, maybe beyond that. I think that there's a lot of runway. I think what I will be able to say just from our party, Republican Party, is who took a state that had more Democrats than Republicans by 300,000 when he got elected? and now has 1.5 million more Republicans, who had a state that had a $1 trillion economy, now has $1.8 trillion, who has a state that had some school choice, now universal, 50-year low in the crime rate. So we've got a good story to tell, and we're proud of the leadership we've been able to provide.
It sounds like a yes. I mean, it sounds like I'm preparing. It's keeping the door open. Is he going to run? You know, is J.D. Vance going to run? Almost certainly. Is Marco Rubio going to run? Almost certainly. Although you have to say that, you have to expect that Trump's endorsement is going to be vital for at least administration members. And if Trump says J.D., not Marco, you got to figure Marco won't run. And if Trump says Marco, not J.D., you got to. I mean, so we'll kind of wait to see on that. But, you know, will DeSantis try to throw his hat in there along with them, in competition with them? I certainly don't see a situation where Trump would, you know, designate him. But, I, you know, we're 2 years away. That's a lot of things can happen in the next 2 years, especially with President Trump. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I have tickets to give away for the Pensacola Children's Chorus performance of Showtime. This is for Sunday's performance. So Sunday's performance, you've got to be able to come by the station today or tomorrow to pick these up. Text me. We're trying something new today. Text me, 437-1620. Text me your first name and Showtime. And the third texter is going to win these. 437-1620. Text Showtime and your first name right now.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Iran said it's reviewing new U.S. proposals to end the war as President Trump threatens more bombing if no deal is reached.
The Wall Street Journal reports the new U.S. proposal includes Iran handing over all enriched material, a 20-year ban on enrichment, and a ban on underground nuclear work.
That's Fox's Trey Yings. The U.S. military blockade on Iran's ports remains in place a day after stopping an oil tanker that tried to get through. A cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak is headed to a port in the Canary Islands. The virus has killed three passengers and sickened others.
Argentine officials reportedly looking at the possibility a Dutch couple contracted the virus before getting on the ship while bird watching at a landfill full of rodents. Exposure to rodent dropping can transmit the disease.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott. The strain of the virus can spread person to person. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 75 and cloudy right now. We'll get a full look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, Keela Richardson was home yesterday for Keela Fest, a celebration of her success on American Idol. Keela was out and about in the community with TV cameras in tow. She visited many locations around the area, including NAS Pensacola, where she watched the Blue Angels practice, met the pilots. Then there was a parade in her honor on South Palafox. That short parade there ended at Plaza de Luna, where she received a key to the city from Mayor D.C. Reeves. And then thousands turning out for that free concert at the Hunter Amphitheater, where she performed some of her greatest hits from American Idol. Of course, Keela will be competing on the finale episode of American Idol, and that will be this coming Monday. And that is a three-hour special version of the program. Well, with Naval Air Station Pensacola now reopened to the public 7 days, or open to the public 7 days a week, the National Naval Aviation Museum is welcoming visitors back. Director Sterling Gillum says there's a lot of reasons to make the trip out there. One of the most compelling exhibits still on display is Return with Honor, the story of Vietnam-era prisoners of war.
Late last year, we had our Return with Honor exhibit, which details the remarkable, heroic, inspiring story of our Vietnam-era prisoners of war. But we're constantly changing things.
And the museum is open 9 to 4 daily and accessible through the West Gate off Navy Boulevard with a real ID-compliant driver's license. Admission into the museum is free. An Escambia County woman is behind bars without bond after a traffic stop in Ensley turned up a variety of drugs. Escambia deputies stopped 49-year-old Misty Melissa Barfield on Ensley Street say they found fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. Barfield is charged with trafficking fentanyl, meth, and heroin, along with several additional drug charges. Governor DeSantis touting the news that Citadel hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin is now expanding operations in Miami and cutting back in New York. DeSantis told Fox News that Florida is free and a sane state, criticized New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani for proposing a property tax hike while also claiming to want affordable housing. Florida Senator Rick Scott is urging Americans not to trust government with a digital currency. In Miami, at a cryptocurrency panel, Scott discussed legislation that would ban a central bank digital currency and said government needs to get out of the way of crypto innovation entirely. Well, Florida educators are headed to court. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report.
Florida's largest teachers union is suing the Department of Education, claiming the state's universal voucher system violates the Constitution. The lawsuit argues that nearly $5 billion in taxpayer funds are flowing to private and charter schools through the Family Empowerment Scholarship without the same oversight required of public schools. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
And thank you, Chris. It's 74 right now. We've got cloudy skies. Let's get a look at our forecast with Channel 3 and Meteor. I'm sorry, it's 635. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ first.
Travis brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive makes bundling your home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And now our forecast from Channel 3 meteorologist Brooke Richards.
We are going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms as you head into your day today. 70% chance of rain, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Friday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Saturday, 70% chance of rain. We will have a high near 79 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 75 degrees. It is cloudy right now. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Celebrate Pensacola's rich military heritage this weekend during Navy Days. Check out the 4K Run Walk Saturday at 8, the Fun Fest at Plaza de Luna beginning at 9, the parade along downtown waterfront at 10. See PensacolaNavyDays.org for more. The Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival is Saturday from 11 to 4 at Casino Beach. See VisitPensacola.com for event and ticket info. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
No opinions, no arguing.
just the news. Right now.
Right now.
Florida State Legislature passing a new congressional map. Cordell Scott's on News Radio 92.3.
Hours after Florida's State House voted 83-28 along party lines to approve a new congressional map, the state Senate did the same.
Record the vote.
21 yeas, 17 nays, Mr. President.
So the bill passes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I know I said it this morning, but I want to say it again. Wes, welcome back. Do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is great to be here. I guess the last meeting I was in was January 23rd. It was my birthday. I turned 60 years old. Little did I know, 2 days later, I wouldn't be able to get off the couch and walk to the restroom. So I've been through an ordeal out of nowhere, clearly out of the blue. But I appreciate the patience of the board and the willingness to work with me during this time.
Man, scary stuff. I know we haven't had Wes Moreno on the show for several months because he's had some, as you heard, very serious health issues. Wes, welcome back, sir. County Administrator Wes Moreno, welcome back to the show. I'm glad to have you. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here, and it's great to feel better and great to be back in the fight. Came out of nowhere, but... hey, we overcame it, and we're back at it.
Hey, man, glad for that. Man, happy birthday, belated, but happy 60th birthday. Well done. A couple of things we want to talk about. There's a lot of stuff on the agenda this morning. One thing, this is a quick one. It's not on the agenda, but the Chimes Way Skate Park, has anything been decided? Do we know what's going on with the skate equipment? You got any update for us on that?
Yeah, I think Michael Rose is he's either done an assessment or in the process of, and you'll see us replace some of that equipment. I don't know the exact timeline,
okay,
but you will see us start replacing some of that equipment.
All right, very good. Probably the biggest thing on the agenda might have skipped past a lot of people's notice, but a company that I, frankly, feel ignorant for not knowing, but West Fraser, the lumber company up in McDavid, is Project Sparrow has been revealed to be them. They're building, a $70 million expansion, and they're asking for an E-date, right?
Yeah, that's right. Capital investment of $70 million plus, 30 employees at $50,000 plus a year. It's a good thing for that community up there, and so they're coming in and asking for that E-date.
And they're asking for the 100% for 10 years. Is that right, or are they asking for some fraction there?
I believe it's 100%.
Okay. And that's a Florida West project, so I'm assuming Florida West recommends saying yes, and I'm assuming that the commissioners are thinking, hey, we've got an existing company here, although they're an international company, but they're, existing footprint here, known track record. Let's take the jobs and the investment, and if we don't make property taxes off them for 10 years, well, so be it, right?
That's right.
The other kind of somewhat big, I mean, there's several very interesting things on the agenda. The OLF 8 deal, they came back and they kind of offered a change with the county keeping the economic development slice of it, lowering the price by $14 million. They're back on the agenda today for an approval of, I forget what the detail is, but where are we at with Outlying Fields and the Chad Henderson Tri-W Group?
So they're still in the process of doing their due diligence, doing their survey work, their engineering work, their development services type request. And so what's on the agenda today, a few weeks ago, I signed some documentation that would allow them to be our agent, mainly for development services type of services through the state of Florida. It would expedite the process for them to be able to seek any changes that they need to attain. So today is to ratify my signature. That's really what that is.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing. It's more to expedite the process and get them moving. But where they are is the closing date, I think, is somewhere about the first quarter of 27. And they do have an option for an extension. And of course, all those extensions come with a financial obligation. And they have continued to meet their financial obligations as we move through the process. I think there's about $140,000, $150,000 that they've put in the bank so far. And that's our money, hard money. And we'll just keep pursuing the process and keep pushing it forward.
And just to understand what is being signed over today, to me it sounds like we're the owner of the property. We're getting ready to let them take it from us in order to develop it. But in order to do their process, they've got to make a bunch of calls to the plumber and the electrician. And, you know, they need to be able to act as our agent in order to engage in those conversations. It doesn't mean anything gets done, but it's just sort of legal permission to talk as if they're the owners. Is that basically what we're talking about here?
Yeah, that's basically it. And any final decision still has to come back to the board. But, that is it exactly.
Okay, perfect. Outstanding. Ferry Pass Fire Station 7 is being donated by... We don't own it. It's the volunteers own it. But I thought that was a full-time professional crew that worked out there. So what's going on here? This is an interesting story to me.
So you'll see some of these older stations that were all volunteer back in the day. And Ferry Pass is professional. I should say career.
They're I know the volunteers don't like the word professional because they're all professionals, right? Yeah. Obviously. So
they're all professional. But right. it is a career station. But the building itself is owned by the Volunteer Association, if you will. And so what's taking place is the volunteers are giving us the building that officially makes it ours, and we can officially do – not that we haven't been making repairs and such, but it kind of legitimizes the process of us being able to do things with the building, ownership of the building, clear title to the building, and all of those things.
Okay.
And that's what that is.
Okay. All right. So this is – in a lot of ways, this is a formality that just reflects the current reality that wasn't there before when it was – an all-volunteer station.
Absolutely.
Okay. We got a $1.3 million design spend for the John R. Jones Field renovations, the $25 million project that the county has already previously approved. This is just design, right? This is the get us from here to there kind of portion of the process.
Right. This is just design. We did about four negotiations on this design RFP, so... a lot of hard work went into it, but yeah, that's what this is. It's the award of the design.
And out of a $25 million project, my recollection is that 10%-ish is kind of the usual parameters. The higher the value of the project, maybe that percentage goes down a little bit, but this is only about 5% of the project value. So that seems like it's actually coming in somewhat low. Then again, we're not building buildings so much as we're just, you know, laying turf and renovating some of the stormwater. But am I right that usually 10% is about normal for design, so this is actually below that?
Yeah, that's right. 10% is a good estimate when you're
okay
on the front end estimate projects.
Very good. Well, hang on for just a second. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator. We got PJ with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smoothly. No delays in Oliver Burgess. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Wes Moreno. Another issue that is on the agenda today is the animal ordinance. Now, I didn't see a strike-through version, which I certainly do not have our animal ordinance memorized, so I'm hoping you can help me understand what some of the changes are. This is brought by John from Animal Services, right? But you tell me, what are some of the changes to expect in this animal ordinance?
Well, some of it is lining up with new state laws, you know, just updating the ordinance as a whole. I think the biggest thing that will maybe draw the most attention will be the use of leashes. And I know we have a leash law now, but there are some instances where folks say, well, I can control my dog via voice and we don't need leashes. And we still have a lot of questions when it comes to dogs in parks. You know, why do I have to have my dog? Number one, we have dog parks. So your dog shouldn't be in our parks,
right?
Outside of the dog parks. For obvious reasons.
Is that true that you're not supposed to have dogs at all in the other parks, or you can only have them if they're on a leash?
Only on a leash.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
So we have a lot of people that that don't like to do that.
Right.
And, you know, you may have a great animal. You may have a great pet. Sweet as the day is long, but you just never know. You know, a little kid comes up, another dog comes by, and maybe the dog's having a bad day. And then you have a situation that's not good for anybody. So that's probably the change that will probably draw the most attention, and you may hear about a little bit more. But the rest of them are really just things keeping up with state statutes and changes to the law, state laws, and just bringing us up to date.
You know, only because, as you know, my wife and I, we go bike riding all the time, and we've long since finished Escambia County, riding everywhere in Escambia County, but the same problems we run into everywhere. Dogs in the country, people do not like to keep their dogs on leashes in the country. They let them roam free, but you're not supposed to have a dog that's going to at least your dog can be. You tell me what the rule is. Your dog can be not like if a dog comes into the right of way and comes at, towards a person, you're actually probably it's probably a misdemeanor, at least a code violation. But you tell me, dogs are supposed to be leashed. What is the rule for, you know, dogs in open yards without a fence?
Dogs in open yards without a fence, as long as they have a barrier to keep them out of the right of way and out of the roadway and from being able to charge people walking down the road and such, I think they're fine. If they come out of that yard and charge somebody walking down the road, well, you're going to be in violation. And we're going to come out and do an investigation, possibly cite you, depending on how bad the situation gets. We could, take the dog or take the animal and go through that process, which we don't want to have to do. But I think, you know, you have these invisible fences, if you will, that you see a lot of people utilize. And I think as long as the dog is in the yard, isn't able or doesn't leave the yard to go charge somebody walking down the street, I think you're fine.
All I know is that I have developed a very acute sense of which dogs are dangerous, which dogs are not, and whether they're likely to come or not come off of the property when we're biking past. And I am sure that if, I know code enforcement can't possibly get to all the violations, but I am sure that if that were really, really rigorously enforced, there would be hundreds or even thousands of homeowners who would find themselves to be in violation of those rules, not just here, but everywhere in Northwest Florida and into Alabama as well. You're buying some ambulances. They're cheap, right? They're only the cost of a house, $300,000, $294,000 a piece, right?
Yeah, and these ambulances are on the ground, and we can get them rather quickly. And, I'm extremely proud of our EMS folks and our fire folks there and in public safety. We've done a great job, I feel like anyway, of really making some great strides over there. As far as number of ambulances, number of paramedics, number of EMTs, firefighter personnel, apparatus. We really have turned the corner and starting to gain a lot of momentum over there. So proud of those guys. We had a good first responder Sunday there at Marcus Point Baptist Church. I appreciate them for recognizing our first responders. But they're really hitting on all cylinders over there right now. They really are.
So are we, when we get these, do we already have the staff for them? Are we hiring positions to go along with the ambulances?
We will have the staff and put them on the road.
Okay. And are these, go ahead.
No, these are conventional box type ambulances. I think there may be one transit, transport ambulance in there, but the four main ones will be your traditional box type ambulances.
And these are addition, not replacement, right?
That is exactly right.
Very good. Outstanding. Oh, on that note, the ECAT input session, did that pass or is that still upcoming?
Summit? We had an input session there at Brownsville.
Yes.
I don't know, a month ago maybe now.
Oh, it's already passed.
And,
okay.
So it's passed and we're working our plan. What we're starting, you're going to see us start to take some of the big buses not out of service, but you're going to see a route change. We're going to start using smaller vehicles on some of the routes that have traditionally had the big buses, and we are in the process of that as we speak.
I mean, I see Flex Transit vans all the time, And,
yep,
we've talked about this many times. I love the idea of replacing, you know, what used to be kind of the standard bus, which is not necessary for a lot of the routes and times, with anything smaller that's more cost-effective for fuel, for price itself, selling off some of the other buses. I mean, I'm a fan. I think a more well-tailored public transit system certainly makes sense for Escambia County. And, I've been a big supporter of you guys moving towards that. Ferry Pass Community Center cameras, what's this all about?
So we've had some issues there at Ferry Pass, believe it or not. It's a great community center and a great asset. But as with a lot of things, you got to keep an eye on it. And we've had experience of vandalism and folks trying to break in and such. And so we're going to put some cameras up. We're going to give the sheriff access to the cameras to help us curb some of that activity.
It's like a real-time crime center.
Mm-hmm. But let me say this. We're going to give the sheriff access to almost every camera we have if we're able to. It's a community thing. I think it makes the community safer, helps us monitor our assets and activities that go on in parks and community centers and various venues around the county that are ours. And so I appreciate the sheriff being willing to do that.
Yeah, most definitely. Oh, by the way, I don't think you and I haven't talked in so long. I did manage to go visit the Carpenter Creek Headwaters Park. Looks great. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It really is. I love the little trails, you know, some of the nature trails, the trail around the main park. When I was there, there must have been, I don't know, 50 people using it at that time. I just think the county is hungry for, you know, good quality parks with nice amenities, walking paths and all that kind of stuff. So well done to you and your team on that. Last thing, I had thought Commissioner Hoffberger had said that the local option sales tax renewal, which actually is in, you know, it's expires in 2 years. I had thought she said that was going to be on today's agenda, but I don't see it there. Do you expect that to be, when is that going to be scheduled? And what about the Children's Trust? When is that going to be scheduled?
So I think you'll see a Children's Trust item on the May 21st agenda.
Okay.
And you'll see a local option sales tax item. To advertise the public hearing. The public hearing will take place in June. And this is to basically approve the ballot language and to authorize a placement onto the general election coming up.
Okay, so we are going to get that this year.
Yeah, I do believe you'll see that on the general election.
Okay.
Local option sales tax is a big thing. It brings in about $68 million a year. Right now is what that represents. So over 10 years, that's $680 million. And we do a lot of work, you know, $100 million in infrastructure, more than that in drainage, $65 million in public safety, and another $65-70 million in parks, and all the other economic development, all the other things that local option sales tax helps us with as a community. It's vital. It really is. We've accomplished a lot of good work with it. And we want to continue to do that.
Yeah, very good. And obviously, you know, that's something that's been very important to our economy and, you know, generating revenue not entirely on the backs of citizens. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have good conversations about all of that. I got a text in here. Somebody said the Flex Transit has been a godsend for my handicapped mother. So just, you know, that is something that people are using, great, enjoying, and certainly appreciating it as an alternative. Wes Brenner, he is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, again, great to have you back. Glad you're feeling better. Happy birthday. And we look forward to the meeting today and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
You bet. PJ is in for John Pickens today with traffic on the fives.
9 miles accident-free right now and not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, speaking of Car City, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. They're not exactly in Car City. They're a little bit west of there on Beverly Parkway, of course, behind the Big Buffalo. But they are great used cars, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. Probably one owner, maybe two, before you get a hold of it. I know our Honda Odyssey that we bought had like 12 or 13,000 miles and had been a year old and come back on a lease in Orlando. For whatever reason, they couldn't sell it. It went to auction. Frontier bought it. We bought it. It was so easy to get. And we were just looking to test drive a car, but the price was right. The folks were great, and it was exactly the car we were looking for. We just weren't really looking yet, but we, you know, couldn't turn it down based on the price they were offering for the mileage in the year, and it was exactly the car we wanted. So they just try to make it easy. You know, you dread going to a car place. I know. I mean, at least I always did. I do not dread going to Frontier because they're just fantastic. And if they have what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, they'll go looking for it. They do it for folks all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barberry Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
If your bathroom feels cramped, outdated, or hard to use, it's time for an upgrade. At Home Outlet, our stores are employee-owned by experts who help you create a bathroom that works for your space and your budget. From vanities with real storage to tubs, fixtures, and tile, we help you get the bathroom upgrade you deserve without overspending. You'll also find expert help for kitchens, flooring, and more. Home Outlet, bathrooms for everyone. Find your local Home Outlet online at homeoutlet.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
MVR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
I think it's safe to say that this party is about to become a historical fact.
659 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with a headline or two for us. David.
Absolutely, and good morning. A purported suicide note left behind by Jeffrey Epstein included the line, "Time to say goodbye." A judge has released that, and that's now out and about all over social media this morning.
All right, very good. How was the Keela Richardson event last night? We'll tell you about that coming up. Plus, Chief of Pensacola Police Eric Winstrom will join us at 7:40. And we'll talk about, for example, the Cordova Mall takeover.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.